As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. My name is Dr. James Bryant, your host. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. It is my pleasure to guide you on your journey to designing and living a life where you are winning at work and at home, and I hope that you are having a great week. I want to kick off this week like I ended last week, and that was simply affirming that you are worthy and that you are enough. That means that you are worthy of the success that you want. You're worthy of the life that you want to build, and you are enough simply because you exist. I would encourage you to check out episode 139, The Power of Perspective, Nurturing Gratitude and Embracing Your Worth, in case you missed last week's show. Really overwhelmed by the feedback that I've received so far, both on social media and through the weekly email. Leslie, I really appreciate you sharing the tips or the action steps from last week's episode in your Facebook group or page. And those action steps were, number one, take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. This is something that I've had my private clients do, and several of them have found lots of success in focusing on those things that they are grateful for on a routine basis. Number two is re-examine challenges through the lens of opportunity rather than the narrative of obstacles. And three, just affirm your worth daily, because again, you are worthy just because you exist. Today, we're going to explore the concept of growth and what it truly means, why it's so vital, and how we can actively cultivate growth in our personal and professional lives. So I want you to get ready to gain some insights that can hopefully transform your growth journey. Growth is often depicted as an upward trajectory, like a tree reaching higher, sending its roots deeper while adapting to the seasons. In our lives, growth represents continuous self-improvement and evaluation and evolution across multiple dimensions. It's about enhancing our well-being and developing new capabilities and nurturing deeper connections with ourselves as well as others. The beauty of growth is that it is, or it has, a holistic impact. So improvement in one area naturally strengthens other areas, creating an interconnected network of progress. Like a strong foundation enables a sturdier structure, growth in your personal life and in your character and in your well-being amplifies your professional performance. That in turn allows you to build more meaningful bonds or to be able to support the bigger vision of the life that you want. And so this cycle propels us towards a more fulfilled life, a more fulfilled existence. And so at its core, growth is the essence of life itself. Without growth, we stagnate. Life's journey is about continually moving forward, overcoming challenges, and realizing our fullest potential. Growth is how we keep stretching, how we keep learning and becoming the best version of ourselves. There are a few key questions I want you to consider as we continue this conversation. Number one, what differentiates normal goals from what we're going to define as growth goals? And why is that distinction crucial? Number two, how can we measure growth, especially when it comes to growth goals, and we're talking more about the transformation than we are the outward outcomes? And number three is, what steps can I take to reignite my desire for growth? I am going to let you in on a secret, and that's this. I am a science fiction book junkie. While some prefer binging on shows like on Netflix to unwind, I find myself drawn to immersive audio narratives. It never ceases to amaze me how many principles and concepts I encounter that resonate with my interest in growth and personal development, leadership, effective communication. Perhaps this is part of what, or the embodiment of what I've said in several shows, is that we see what we're looking for. Because I'm focused on those themes, then those themes become evident, because that's the lens with which I am viewing the world. So I'm able to see these themes even in these audiobooks. And so one book that captured my imagination recently is Bloodline by Seth Ring. This is the fifth installment in his Tower series. And the protagonist of the series is Thorn, a Titan. He's immensely powerful, yet very cerebral. So we've been able to witness his journey across multiple books in this series as he's grown from childhood into formidable foe. Now, he is at a pivotal crossroads in his development, where he has to choose a domain, a specialized area where he can exhibit mastery. So while others might opt for overwhelming strength or control of things like fire and earth or other elements or even other tangible powers, Thorne's choice is very unorthodox, because his choice was improvement, looking towards continuous growth. And when he came to that realization, he told his mentors, and people were saying that it wasn't a wise path. But when I thought about his rationale, I think this is one of the things that kind of jumped out at me as I was listening to the book. And so Thorne says, if I had chosen strength or the ability to cut, would I not inevitably encounter something that I could not overcome? Would I run up against something that I could not cut? So his mentor conceded that yes, having that kind of limitation is inescapable for any ability. But then Thorne further doubled down and he said, now, when facing any obstacle that I cannot yet surpass, my domain compels me to work ceaselessly, growing until I develop the capacity to overcome it. With the pursuit of growth as my strength, there will be nothing in life that I cannot eventually conquer. So this story really resonated with me, and it reminded me that the pursuit of growth itself is a remarkable strength, and it is a superpower because it unlocks new opportunities. It propels us to transcend any limitations that we may face. The commitment to constant progress and improvement is a gift that ensures our potential remains unlimited. What if I don't want or need to grow? That may be where you are. So while growth is often lauded as vital, you may find yourself at a point where you lack the desire or the perceived need to even grow further. If this resonates with you, then I think it's important to examine the potential implications on your personal and your professional life. Without the driving force to continuously improve, learn, and challenge yourself, there is a risk of stagnation. You may stop seeking out new opportunities to expand your skills and knowledge. And in our rapidly evolving world, this can cause you to get left behind, because the innovations in our field, what's going on around us, doesn't wait for us. So stagnation can hinder your career advancement. It hinders your job satisfaction and your ability to adapt to changes in your workplace, or your ability to adapt to changes in life circumstances. Growth isn't just about your professional gains. It's also about a vehicle for growing as a person. So a lack of desire to evolve can impede developing qualities like emotional intelligence, resilience, effective communication, all of those things that you need to design and live a life where you are winning at work and at home. These things affect your quality of your life, both professionally and personally. So sometimes a lack of desire to grow may even stem from a lack of awareness that there is more potential to unlock beyond what you can currently see. And that will limit your exposure to new ideals. It may be due to comfort or status quo, or simply not recognizing areas for self-improvement that can contribute to your growth, because this mindset really stops you from evolving. And there's other cases where individuals may struggle just to find sufficient motivation if they don't have a clear vision of their desired growth or their end results. It's thinking through, if you don't know where you want to go, it's pretty difficult to build the plan to get there. So if you relate to this lack of drive for growth, a helpful first step is to reflect on the life that you truly want, or the job that you truly want, or the business that you truly want to create for yourself. And think about it holistically, both professionally and personally, relationships, and any other priorities that you have. And once you've captured that, then begin to build your vision and identify the specific areas and skills that need evolving to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to go. With this self-awareness, you will be better equipped to set growth goals that actually inspire you to take action. Remember, growth doesn't have to mean a dramatic upheaval. Even small, incremental steps of continuous self-improvement will compound to have a profound impact over time. The key is to connect your deeper why for pursuing growth. When you have this authentic motivation, the journey becomes one of intentional creation rather than application. I want to spend some time talking about growth goals versus SMART goals. And so you're likely familiar with the term or concept of SMART goals, those that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So SMART goals are oriented around achieving concrete, quantifiable outcomes within set time frames. So for instance, if you want to increase your sales by 15% this quarter or lose 20 pounds in 4 months, SMART goals are incredibly useful for certain objectives. They tend to be outcome focused, but you're focused on checking the boxes and hitting numbers. They can be short or medium term, built for shorter sprints, but they're less oriented around the process or growth and or the personal development that's required for you to achieve those goals. Growth goals, on the other hand, take a deeper, more transformational approach. They're development oriented rather than just pursuing an outcome. When you look at growth goals, you prioritize the expansion of your skills, your mindset, your capabilities, and the overall growth as a person and a professional. The goal itself is about your evolution or your growth. Goals can emphasize the journey and the cultivation of new habits, behaviors, and ways of operating. They're about embracing the challenges and learning from failures and constantly pushing your edges, constantly getting stronger. So the path is just as important as the destination. So while SMART goals may be transitional steps, growth goals are bigger, more audacious visions for the person who you want to become and the impact that you want to create over the months and years and decades. And so they require an iterative, constantly evolving approach. So what are some examples? Become a top business leader who inspires teams and drives innovation. Another one would be cultivate a lifestyle of prioritizing my mental, physical well-being. Now, one of the issues when you look at the difference between SMART and these growth goals is how you measure progress. So for SMART goals, progress is really easy. It's binary. Either you hit the metric or you didn't. Growth goals require us looking a little bit more qualitatively, but also looking at our inputs or efforts and habits, and having that self-awareness and the wisdom gained. So instead of just checking the box on the end result, we begin to check the box on the habits that we are pursuing on a daily basis that transform us into the person that we want to be. As we wrap up today's discussion on growth, I want to leave you with a few takeaways. Number one, growth is truly the essence of life itself. It represents continuous self-improvement, evolution, and the ongoing pursuit of realizing our fullest potential across our personal and professional lives. These are the things that we want to do that will help us win at work and at home. Number two, while common goal setting frameworks like SMART goals are useful for achieving specific outcomes, growth goals take a deeper, more transformational approach. They prioritize the expansion of your skills, your mindsets, capabilities, and the person that you are becoming through the journey. Number three is that if you find yourself lacking the desire for growth, reflect on the vision of the life that you want to create, or the vision of the job or the business that you want to create, and reconnect with your why. Even small incremental steps can compound into really big change over time when it is pursued consistently and with intention. Number four, remember, growth is an interconnected journey where progress in one area amplifies the others. Nurturing your well-being unlocks greater professional performance and more fulfilling relationships. So this upward spiral really propels us towards a flourishing life where we are winning at work and at home. So what I want you to do, I want you to keep stretching. I want you to keep evolving. I want you to keep growing in every area of life that matters most to you. Embrace the challenges as opportunities to unlock new levels. Never stop striving to become the highest vision that you have for yourself. Growth is a remarkable strength that ensures your potential remains unlimited. And make no mistake about it, you do have unlimited potential. Make the pursuit of growth your lifelong companion and watch the obstacles give way to possibilities. I am going to end this podcast like I end every podcast episode, and that is this. Many people know what to do. Few people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. I want you to be great this week, and I will remind you again that you are worthy of success.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.